Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to address you at this 25th anniversary edition of the Prix Europe. These days, the best program makers, you, of Europe, have come together to discuss their work. And unlike Cannes, the MIP and the MIPCOM, where sales and commerce are key, this week it's all about substance. And that has always been the point of our work, hasn't it? I've been asked to address you in my new capacity as Managing Director of the NTR, one of the major public Dutch service broadcasters. By the way, the word public service broadcaster will come back, I think, 200 times in my speech, but that's just the way it is. Before that, I worked for 15 years in the commercial side at Endemol, first in Holland and later in the international part. So when I asked the organizers what my speech would be about, they thought it would be nice if I would discuss the differences between the world of commerce and the world of the public service broadcaster. But I would rather prefer to discuss the similarities and the opportunities for the two worlds to come together and to work together, and the need to work together because we can stimulate one each other. For in my opinion, these different worlds do not exist. They do not exist for the group we work for the viewer, our audience. The modern viewer grazes amongst the different worlds. They pick whatever they want, what fascinates them, what interests them. There is no commercial viewer. There is no public service broadcaster viewer. Every viewer is hybrid. And while we talk about worlds, the creative world and the public world, it's maybe even also much more interesting to talk about the other world, and that's the digital world. The digital world that finally starts to open up. We've talked about this for many years, 10, 12 years. But only today, we see the start and the outlines of our new digital reality. The changing media consumption, the changing behavior of the media consumer, and also the endlessly complex influence of the social media. And if you don't believe me, if you think that things won't happen that fast, I dare you to look to the Arab world and wonder whether the changes there would have developed the way they have without social media. The images of Gaddafi recorded with several smartphones, those images will continue to dominate the image of that revolutions for many, many, many decades to come. Imagine that we would have those images of Brutus stabbing Julius Caesar. That would be nice and interesting. The media world is on the threshold of a fundamental change. And we are here to see. We are here and we live that change. Isn't that great, I would say. And not only are we here, we are a part of it. And we help to shape and we help to determine this new world. It's our concepts, it's your concepts, it's your program ideas, it's the experiments, it's the unbridled imagination of all of you that will help to determine, to shape this new future. And that's what I see. That's what I see not only in my own company, the NTR, but also here these days in Berlin. The drive and passion of program makers to want to make the most beautiful and best program, time and time and time again, to tell a story that needs to be told. The urge, that drive, that creativity, that's what takes us further. But there's also a risk in only talking about your creativity and your focus, and only talk about your own drive and about the story you want to tell. We sometimes forget that we all do this for an audience. As a program maker, you should not only be interested in yourself and in the story you want to tell, but certainly also be interested to whom you tell it to. You should always wonder, who is my audience? What does my audience want? At what time of the day do they want it? When and how does my audience watch my shows? In a changing media landscape, where digital functionalities increasingly give the viewer the choice to decide what is relevant for them, and also when it's relevant for them, it's all the more important for the storyteller to realize who and where his audience is. I go back to the public service broadcasters and the commercial broadcasters. I said that they need each other, and I tried to explain that. We are used running each other down, criticizing each other, frustrating each other's existence and performance. And I would say that's nonsense, and it's a waste of energy. Because in fact, we should mutually invest that energy in fulfilling our own specific roles. So we can realize as broad and attractive a program service as possible to the viewer. We are not competitive, but we serve the same goals. My position is that society will profit from a strong commercial as well as a strong public service broadcaster. They have to be in balance. That will result in more choice for the viewer and a greater cultural richness for society. In doing so, we should recognize and respect each other's strengths. Where commercial broadcasters are particularly strong in terms of form, public service broadcasters are traditionally strongly focused on substance. The balance between the commercial and the public, the balance between form and substance, is necessary to create optimum quality of the overall programming service. I remember the arrival of the commercial broadcasters in Holland in the early 90s. They deprived the public service broadcasters of its monopoly position. In my opinion, it only has been a good thing for the public broadcasters. As commercial broadcasters focus more on entertainment, the public service broadcasters could better profile them with substance and in-depth programs. And furthermore, the commercial broadcasters challenge the public ones to be competitive. In addition to strong substance, form also became important. In other words, having a commercial competitor brings out the best in the public service broadcaster, and vice versa. Because to keep abreast of taste and quality requirements of the audience, the commercial broadcaster in its turn also should focus a little bit more on the substance. So I will repeat the key of my observation. The public service broadcaster and the commercial broadcaster both need and supplement each other. Each from their own mission and social role, they will each mirror the other one. They have to find the right balance between form and substance, between entertainment and in-depth programs, between keeping the shareholder happy and serving all the target groups in the niche markets of our societies. And on that point, ladies and gentlemen, we can see the budget cuts in the public service broadcaster environment. At this moment, they are a hot topic in many European countries. It's a real threat. For those cuts threaten to disrupt the balance between the public service and the commercial broadcasters. And they very well might be at the expense of the quality of the substance. The big challenge for the public broadcasters is in times of cuts to maintain the high level of the overall program service. We will have to find the answer by making our operations even more efficient. For example, by working more closely together, both within the public service broadcast environment, but also with external partners. And in that respect, the Netherlands can see NTR, which was created only a year ago by a merger out of three similar broadcasters, as a shining example. We will see many more mergers in the Dutch market. You can ask yourself, what contribution can the program makers make to maintain that high level of overall program service for the audience? Well, as I said earlier, whether you make a public service program or a commercial program, the viewer is one and the same person. With changing needs, changing media behavior and changing media consumption, the great challenge of all program makers in the future is to stay relevant for their audience. And the way to do that is to ask yourself how and where to find the audience. All the more so with the increasing importance of mobile internet and on-demand options also offered through the internet. And that will, in turn, set even more stringent requirements for the form and the substance of the programs and for the necessary knowledge about the needs of media behavior of the target groups. We can find a great deal of that knowledge by being there where the groups are, on the internet, on Twitter, on social media platforms, but also by experimenting, for example, with program concepts made especially for iPad and smartphones, or by developing concepts like the so-called second screen concepts during linear broadcasts of our live shows. And also on this point, I don't have very good news for the Dutch society and the Dutch audience. Because next to the earlier mentioned budget cuts that our national government has in store for us, they also try to limit our moving space in a digital world, driven by a European lobby of the publishers. And that's not easy to explain in a time where the digital domain only continues to increase. The role of the public service broadcaster in the digital domain threatens to be marginalized. The balance between the public and the commercial broadcaster in the digital world will be disrupted. And as you will understand, I think this is a highly undesirable development. For we cannot properly do our job until our position is equal to that of the commercial broadcasters in the digital domain. We need that level playing field. Furthermore, the public service broadcaster should continue to be able to monitor the full scope of his audience, and we should be sufficiently visible and traceable in the digital domain ourselves. But let's not end this in a minor key. I have come to know the NTR and the Dutch public broadcasting system that we are a part of well enough to be confident about our future. We will find ways, even with less budget and even with digital obstruction, to fulfill our passion and our obligation. We have lots of energy and we have lots of creativity. We cannot be stopped. We will advocate a strong public broadcast service broadcaster system in the Netherlands, as I hope all of you will do in your own home markets. A market that will be balanced, broadcasters that will be balanced between commercial counterparts and the public counterparts. We need that balance to be alive for both parts. And the audience also needs it. We are heading for a wonderful future. We are in the midst of a worldwide media and media consumption revolution. Our programming options will increase tremendously. And we will be there to see it, and we will be there to help shape it. I would say we are the lucky ones. Thank you very much.